Good morning. It is 10:03 a.m. We are here today, August 2nd, 2024, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 23-005 and 23-006 ASC Trust LLC versus the Government of Guam Retirement Fund. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J. of Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Tirza Begana. Will appellant ASC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. Attorney William Brennan from the Ariel Law Firm for ASC Trust today. There will be no institutional representative.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GGRF please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. Joanne Grimes for the purchasing agency, Government of Guam Retirement Fund, and an institutional representative is not present today.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning, Council. I had Jarek put this back on for a status conference because I don't like things lingering, and these cases were there, and I just wanted to know, or at least have a statement from the two of you, and we have it on the record that it's the two of you that are asking for additional time, and it's not this office that is delaying the resolution of this case. Where are we?
If I could, I guess as the appellant, just kind of state. Currently, we have been in, I would call them active negotiations, more active recently. One of the issues that sort of was affecting how a potential settlement would proceed was the litigation between the governor and the attorney general's office concerning his withdrawal, because that would affect potentially a new procurement that is being contemplated by the, you know, potential settlement is what I'd say. Given the development this week and some other discussions Attorney Grimes and I had just a few days ago, I think we are close. I, on behalf of ASC, am authorized to request it just a bit more time to finalize that potential resolution to see if we can get those last few details agreed to.
Granted, just as long as it was you that said it.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, and I will apologize. I'm just, I'll echo your concern. I don't like things lingering too, but I think that the issues that we are working out we'll bring to resolution, and we'll align with the comments you made at the hearing where you would, you know, advise us that we should talk on this one. So,
okay, no, really, see, I always like the parties to try to resolve things rather than leaving it to me. But I just wanted it on the record that there was a request for additional time. And as long as there is on the record a request for additional time, and I don't imagine, Ms. Grimes, that you're opposing that.
No opposition. We are working toward a settlement, and it certainly was not the fault of the Office of the Public Auditor for this long delay.
Okay, great. 30, 60.
I just don't know. For ASC, we can move quickly because I'm not bound by the, you know, if the retirement board needs to consider anything. So right. I'll leave that to the retirement fund.
Why do we do 60 then?
I think 60 will work. I think 30 might be, we're in the wrong time of the months for meetings to do.
Yeah, 30. I thought it might need an additional month. Okay, 60 days.
So did you want me to just follow up in 60 days, or you want to hold a hearing?
No, just continue it for 60 days. And if nothing is received by then, we'll have another status hearing in 60 days.
Okay.
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 Thank you.
Keep talking, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. We're off the record at 10:07 a.m.